Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. I just get to talking and I forget to push all the buttons. Thank goodness for you. Woo. Thank dog. Thank dog for Maddie. Man. Put it in manual with 18 seconds to go. It's okay. Thanks. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, and yippee-ki-yay, friends. It's Monday. Woo! Everybody, yes, thank you. Just can't get enough. Can't get enough of a Monday. Let's see here. We have more Outside Lands passes this week. That's very exciting. We're going to do them at 8:05. So if you're getting into work at 9 o'clock and you've been like, oh, I always miss the code word. Now we'll give them to you at 8:05, 12:05, 5:05, and 6:05. So the rest of the times didn't change if you were getting used to that this past week. And you want yourself some three-day general admission festival passes for Outside Lands, Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and 1,000 other bands on 1,000 other stages. August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. We'll give you a code word. You text that to our contest line, and you could find yourself with a pair of those tickets, which would be great, right? Oh, my God. Time for a minigame. Just a quickie, guys. You want to play me some music?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You want to? Here we go. So in movie news over the weekend, a Minecraft movie made its debut. Mm-hmm. You already know the answer to this?
I do not.
Do you?
I do not.
How much did a Minecraft movie make this past weekend? Minecraft movie. People love their Minecraft. Do you want to make a guess too, Bobby, or do you already see it?
I did not see it.
75 million.
75 mil.
I'll guess 50.
I'll guess 76 million.
$157 million.
That's a hit.
That is a hit movie.
It would have been a hit at 75.
It would have been. It would have been a hit at 50. Because people aren't making $50 million at the box office anymore. Anyway, the Minecraft movie, I saw that and said, well, I never would have guessed that. I'm making that a game. It broke records. They're calling it, I think, for a video game adaptation. Let's see, $301 million globally. They say Warner Brothers' kid-friendly movie blew past all expectations, scored the top start ever for a video game adaptation. As well
Wait
as.
Wait a minute. That's bigger than Mario Brothers. Where, what's the one with Princess Peach?
Yeah, right. The Mario Brothers movie.
And weirdly.
And that, I
wasn't
think,
Homeboy in that too? Jack Black's in that as well, right?
I believe he is in that. It's Chris Pratt is the main guy. And is Jack Black the other guy? Anyway.
Bigger than the Lego movies? Oh, those aren't video games. Never mind.
You're right. They're not.
Or a Tomb Raider. Remember, that was a big movie.
Too. Oh.
You know, I wonder if some of that stuff, though, some of those Tomb Raider movies are 20 years old now.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, you know, if you worked in inflation.
I think just my opinion, I don't have anything to base this on, but I would say that the user base for Minecraft is bigger by far than the comic book or wherever Tomb Raider comes out of. What is that, a comic book?
No, it's a video game.
Oh, it is.
It's a Lara Croft series. You've heard of Lara Croft.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. But anyway, Minecraft seems to be universal. Like, young kids, old people.
My sister, my little kids.
Everybody in between,
right.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's go see the Minecraft movie, everybody.
They already saw it. They already went.
All right.
They've taken care of that. But I do feel like when a movie opens that big, it's a fall off. It always falls off the second week, but I do feel like you've reached your audience. I don't know how many more $100 million weekends you're going to have. Probably none. Hold on. I had some of the other stuff here too.
Snow White just got a cold splash of water. Like as Snow if she White. Didn't already have that multiple times.
Yes.
For this to come out and be a huge hit makes it more about Snow White and less about
week three for Snow White.
Movie times.
And week three for Snow White, it was number four at the box office with $6 million.
Oof.
Anybody want to guess how much in total it's grossed?
Worldwide?
This is domestic.
Okay, domestic.
So 157 domestic for Minecraft movie in 1 week. This one has had 3 weeks to be out there in the world. How much has Snow White made so far?
50K? I mean, 50 million? Million.
25 million.
51?
It is 77 million. And by scumbagging you, Bob has won her. I think this is her second. No, remember, we didn't have a song for her. And she had won. We need to get...
The boys...
Brickhead's going to make
Bob
a song.
They're working on one for her right now.
It'll be universal when she ditches us and breaks our heart. Please never do that. All right. Anyway, I won't try and guilt you, though, except for right now. Let's see. Death of a Unicorn. That made about $2 million. That was the Paul Rudd and Wednesday Addams, Jenna Ortega. It was actually out for its second week, and it's made about $8 million so far. Nobody wants to see a dead unicorn. It's weird. Is there anything else here? Let's see. Oh, number two. So number one with its, let's see. Number one with its $157 million. Number two, that was a Minecraft movie on top. A Working Man? Does anyone? And nobody? Don't worry. It only made $7 million. Like, we went from 157 to 7. That's the difference between first and second place. Okay. They're not talking to me. All right. Next story. So here we go. Oh, why is everyone passing notes?
No one's passing notes.
I'm being bullied by Vinny.
Oh.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Yep. I said the B word.
I'm bullying you.
That's how you play the game.
You're not supposed to know that yet.
Forget a Bob song. We need a Vinny's a Sore Loser song.
Oh, my God.
Astute. Okay, so now the next thing is Vinny.
Yes.
You remember how you were cracking up about the placard, the poster board thing that President Trump was holding up? We talked about that on the air, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we had this like list of countries and what we're charging them for tariffs and blah, blah, blah. And by the way, charging them for tariffs means charging us for tariffs. So the cold open for SNL this past weekend obviously felt the same way that you did. Like, here's the most ridiculous. The first thing, they hand him the board and he holds it up and it's like a sandwich board for the Cheesecake Factory. It's like the whole list of all the different kinds of cheesecakes. Oh, this is where we're going after the speech. So then they give him the other one and it was just funny. And I thought, no, oh, of course. You nailed it. That was the thing. And then the other thing was the cheese head. If anyone saw the Elon Musk stuff, which I know everyone did, but we just don't want to talk about it. He came out. Mike Myers is playing Elon currently on the regular on SNL.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And he's great. He's just so like manic. And, It's really funny. He's got this little cheese head thing on. It was good. They didn't miss a beat. And actually they're saying, that all of this helps Morgan Wallen. They referenced the fact that he'd walked off the show and posted the, you know, please get me to God's country or whatever the hell he'd put on his Instagram. And if you don't believe the phrase, all press is, or no press is bad press, Morgan Wallen begs to differ. All of the scandal and legal issues he's ever had have only made him grow to be like the biggest thing in country music right now. Oh, I personally find him singularly untalented, but that's just me. I get it. I clearly do not have my finger on the pulse of what's working in Merca right now. The SNL thing that happened last week, all six songs that Morgan has released off his new album, I'm the Problem, now occupy the top six spots on Apple Music and iTunes country songs charts. So walking off the stage helped him. The most recent episode this past weekend, they poked fun at the incident twice. First was in the cold open, where the actor playing President Trump said, "Get me to God's country," which is now Morgan's famous phrase. And that's already been turned into merch. So if you go to Morgan's thing, you can get yourself a "Get Me to God's Country" t-shirt. And the second reference was on Weekend Update. Colin Jost said, money is leaving the stock market faster than Morgan Wallen at good nights, because he took off at the end of the thing. Hilarious. And by the way, just a little anniversary for Morgan. 1 year ago today, he almost killed someone by heaving huge outdoor furniture off the top of a six-story building. He pled out to two misdemeanor charges, got off with a slap on the wrist and 2 years of probation.
Happy anniversary.
Happy, happy, happy anniversary. All right. That's what I got time for this opening salvo.
Say goodbye to the handwritten letter and more after these.
Oh. Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info and everything we talk about on today's show is over there at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. The futsal facility at the Alameda County Fairgrounds is getting a boost from Fremont Bank Foundation. Discover more about Fremont Bank Foundation's community outreach at fremontbank.com/giving.
Futsal.
Futsal.
It's like soccer. Played indoors, though, on a smaller court. I just looked it up when you said futsal.
Oh!
Yeah. I'm like, futsal? What's a now we know. Thank you, Fremont Bank.
I was like, what are you doing?
Me too.
What are you really doing?
Well,
this isn't a guessing game. Knock it off.
I just looked up when you said futsal.
All right, well,
I'm glad to hear that
you know what you're talking about. I was afraid you were just out on a limb there.
What, me? On a limb?
Yeah,
come on, please.
You.
That never happens.
All right. I want to begin with the weather because this is just... Yeah. Just a joke. So I get up and I check the weather app and it says clouds, but no rain expected most places. Napa, far reaches of the North Bay, possible rain. By the time I'm driving up the peninsula, I'm in full downpour, like, you know, midway up and thinking, boy, these apps. So today.
Yes.
With that said, clouds, no rain expected.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Great. Trust no one and nothing.
I mean.
Always.
It wasn't just that thing where you're like, is this fog? No, it was rain.
Yeah,
full on rain. You had it too?
Yes, but I was supposed to have it. They said, it might happen early in the morning. And so I wasn't super surprised by it. But it wasn't supposed to be as heavy as it was. I mean, I was windshield wipers the whole way in. Maybe it's passed by now.
There are things that have changed dramatically in our lifetime, and I'm sure for the boomers, it's even more. Like, whoa.
Well, they didn't even have TV when they were born.
Right.
So, you know, a lot's really changed
dramatically.
For them. Yes. Space age, man.
So, this isn't a surprise to me, though, that handwritten letters are a thing of the past. Mm. Even though this past Saturday was National Handmade Day.
Oh, and then made by hand?
Things made by hand, art, you know, crafts, whatever.
Not like The Handmaid's Tale?
No.
Okay.
But a handwritten letter is one of the things that is almost entirely gone. 20% of Gen Zers have never handwritten a letter.
Only 20% of Gen Zers? Which ones are they? That's not your kids?
That's your kids.
My kids are Gen Z.
Aren't they?
Never,
your kids are Gen Z.
I never know. What are your kids?
Gen Alpha?
Okay. So we've come back around.
Yeah, we've come. I don't know when this started.
Well, we weren't
naming generations until I think us.
I feel like, well, baby boomers, I think were a thing, but then
Gen X.
You know, Gen X, which was like pretty much the coolest name for any generation. I don't know if you guys know about that.
Even though we're forgotten and entirely left out of most conversations, but whatever. 20% of Gen Zers between the ages of 18 and 24 have said they've never written a personal letter. And I don't know if that is something they did because someone made them or because they did it at school.
Yeah.
Like
it was always that pen pal thing at school.
Whether you teamed up with another class or even just write yourself a letter, we're going to put it in the mail, and you're going to sit there and wait for it to come.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we used to do. I don't know. It seems like a good exercise just because as they age, everything is instant.
Yeah. I will say that I always would put a card, a pen, and an addressed envelope in front of my kids, like write your grandmother a thank you note or whatever, write it out. And then one time I put the envelope and I hadn't put the stamp or the address on it. And I'm like, well, here's the address in my phone. I'll leave it here and you just copy it onto the thing. And I came back and I'm like, okay, no one will know what to do with this. Like, you can't have some on the front, some on the back, and the stamp underneath the flap. Like, that is not how it works. I can't believe nobody taught you how to set up a letter. Like, we all learned that stuff in school. But now the kids are like, what? What are you talking about? Don't I just, like, write grandma on the front and it just somehow gets to her?
Yeah. So anyway,
that was a cold splash.
Handwritten letters are a thing of the past, it looks like. They're on their way out. It's fine. Email does work.
Yeah,
and it's quick and efficient, and maybe, you know, on the downside, it is nice to open the mail and not have a bill and have it be something other than
a little piece of correspondence from someone you love. Very touching.
This next thing, I'm not going to do all these, but garbage modern trends people refuse to partake in.
Okay.
Despite being popular. No one wants in on the smartwatch game, except I do. And you know what? Smartwatches and health tech. Unless you have diabetes or some other condition that needs constant monitoring, no one needs to track their daily calorie in, out, step count, blood pressure.
Okay, so maybe this is like specific to a Fitbit or something that only does that, because your watch is actually so much more. You can get texts on there. You can take a phone call if you had to. You can pay for stuff.
I believe there are a lot of people with this opinion, and I'm fine with it. I like my watch. I'm not going to, you know,
like to see your little dials go.
I love to
spin
the rings. I love to have some info about
your health.
My health. And I did spring cleaning in the garage and I didn't wear it because I didn't want to ruin it, but I'm still tweaked from it.
Oh.
I'm so sore from all the stuff.
Well, I'm very sorry you didn't get credit for that on your watch.
I didn't get credit
for
it.
Your watch believes you were lazy all day.
And that is one of the things I know. I can hear my dad or some boomer saying, you know, you can walk without knowing
how many steps you took. What's the point, though, is my question. If I'm going to walk, I want to track that.
Well, I mean, I do understand. You want to know, you got some exercise, go get some, be sweaty, and now you know.
Mm.
Thanks.
Yeah. I just can't prove it to anyone else after I shower. I want to show you my rings. I want to share my results on social media.
I'm a highly tuned athlete, Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
I need to know what I'm up to over here.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. With your low opinion of smartwatches. Anyway, that's on the list of... And I also think it's a style thing. I could see Jane being like, I would never wear that. Everyone has one. And they're all the same.
Unless it comes in a choker with spikes going all the way around your neck.
Now you're talking. I'll wear it. So I get it. But smartwatches are on the list of garbage modern trends.
I don't like that, though. Okay, there's one.
Fillers.
Oh, as in things you inject into your face?
Yes. Influencers have convinced everyone that they look good. I think it's mostly becoming a sign of wealth and ability to spend money on such procedures rather than do things like actually believe all that mental health work you're doing. You know, we do all this. You see mental health and it's become... such a thing. And it's great.
It is great. People should be talking about
stuff.
But
instead of being okay in your own body, you are okay with going and getting fillers. Like, it's just backfired. The whole, this makes me happy. It would be cool if you were happy with your regular lips that actually look great. And now I don't know what that is. There's a few people I know where they're just so abnormally large.
Yeah. There are ones, and I don't watch the Housewives, but I do watch the Traitors, and they always have a bunch of the Housewives on there and these reality show ladies, and their lips are so like heavy with fillers and whatever they plump them up with, they actually hang down their face. Like If they're not actively smiling, the lips sag down. And then, Vinny, you were pointing out, a lot of them have this weird crease between their upper lip.
Such a weird crease where the stuff sits.
Because when they smile, it flips it upward. They can't, there's no room for it.
They're like a smile under their nose that runs up past their nostrils.
Yeah. Yep. And listen, you do whatever you want to do. I mean, this is clearly big business and people are getting this stuff done. But I just feel like you're not fooling anyone.
Well, people do what you need to do, but all this mental health talk, even the people doing it are flapping these ridiculous lips telling you, you know, you're okay, I'm okay. Mm. Well, you were a lot more okay before you got the flappy lips. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Weirdo?
Well, some people want the flappy lips.
And there you are, you know, in an alley getting a Brazilian butt lift. Like, how was that good
It was
for you?
So cheap, though. Even though it's cement, it was so inexpensive. I will say, though.
Oh, no.
The occasional times that it does work out, like, I'm sorry, Kylie Jenner had no lips. Like, she was the unfortunate kid in that family. And she got them pumped up, and they are amazing. Maybe it's because it happened when she was so young, and she didn't go totally overboard. But, man, those girls, it's going to be hard for them to get older. Like, Kim's, is she the oldest? She's, like, mid-40s. Or is Courtney the oldest? Courtney's the oldest. So she has got to be mid-40s, even though she just had a kid.
Yep.
With Travis. And there, it's, like, that's going to be fun to watch because their mom is all about it.
Courtney's 45. Is that kid okay?
Courtney's 45?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen much of that kid.
Wasn't there an emergency situation there?
There was at one point.
Okay.
And then, but it wasn't, that wasn't when she had the kid. Like, oh, he had to fly back from somewhere because something happened.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. So I don't really know much, but I don't really know much about any of her kids other than her son Mason may or may not have lost his virginity at age 14 or something like that and have a secret baby. That's tabloid fodder. That's for tabloids. That's just what the tabloids do.
I was trying not to have a baby, but, you know, do the thing that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, many 14-year-old boys are.
Yeah.
And many 14-year-old girls are. Please don't, kids. Really. No need to rush that.
Yeah. Sports betting is on the list of.
Oh, my God. That is
modern trends
everywhere.
Some people are refusing to partake in. Sports betting is everywhere.
Well, and it's some people is not all people. Those ads, they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have all kinds of money to be running those kind of ads.
Well, and I've never done it once.
Mm.
Have you?
No, I haven't. You? But John does the fantasy stuff all the time.
Yeah, I've done it in the past. I actually worked with BetMGM on a show. And I can say that they just back the money truck up. They just have gobs of cash to spend.
Well, they started doing it on sports stations early on where, like, on a weekend they would do a sports betting, like, you know, little program, and it was clearly someone was paying them to do that show.
For that half hour of.
Yeah.
Well, brought to you by Sports Kings.
We want to. Radio wants to live. We'll do what it takes.
We'll do what it takes. What do you got? You got some sports betting for us? We'd love to be part of that.
Fast fashion is on the list.
Oh.
You know.
That's the problem with fast fashion is you're like, oh my God, for $9, I can have that. That is a beautiful sweater. I get that. I can never wash it because it will fall apart. But I'm going to get it.
Anything.
Things like
this
that.
This is from BuzzFeed. It's 19 garbage modern trends. I'm not going to do them all. I got a couple more for you, though.
Right.
The eyebrow thing I believe in.
Mm.
I get it. There's trends and there's things you've done in an effort to stay fashionable. You have tweaked your eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your kids do it, though.
Mm.
Like, this is your chance to spread to them. Leave your eyebrows alone. You're going to regret turning them into pencil thin things that never grow back.
Yeah. I tried to talk my sister into going, I would go get microblading with her. Mine aren't that bad. They're a lot thinner than I would want them to be right now. But Tina got hers waxed one time and they never grew back. And the lady, it's like they're connected one eyebrow to the next eyebrow to the next, just little tiny. It's seven hairs arching over the top of her eyebrow, of her eye. It's and one time, it wasn't even like she was always doing it. Just zip, that was it. That's all gone.
Eyebrows.
They are a thing.
so much better looking when they're just tastefully, you know, just around the sides there a little. Keep them from growing to your ears.
Sure.
I get that
part.
You
clean up the edges. Clean them up. But don't overpluck them.
The normalization of plastic surgery is insane. We already kind of hit that one. Subscriptions, everything was once a one-time purchase has now become a monthly subscription. Yeah.
It's you can say what you want. People aren't rejecting that model.
No.
And until they do, we're gonna continue to. And that's the other thing. Like, they're getting so expensive. Like, I'm not paying anybody $15 a month, except I am. Because it starts out at like $2.99 and you're like, oh, this is great. Oh, but now I'm watching that one show. So now it's $15 a month.
Last night, I climbed into bed.
Yes, dear.
And was like,
what were you wearing?
Everything's all good. A pair of underwear.
Oh.
I always go to bed in just
boxers
underwear.
Or.
Yes.
Sunday night rituals.
Yeah. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to put something on and I'll relax to some show that I already have seen so that I'm not like having to focus on it. And I put on the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood movie.
Oh.
And I immediately was like, I love this.
Oh.
I don't know why you didn't like it, but I loved it.
I tell
you,
I think it was the experience. I got to go back. I just have to, especially if there's going to be another one. Did they say who? Quentin wrote it. He wrote a follow-up.
Ridley Scott, I thought you said?
David Fincher.
Ah!
Yes. Someone famous, though.
Yeah.
You know, like a big name. He's handing it off because he said he's only going to direct 10 movies. And he doesn't want that to be.
Why these guys do that to themselves? If you get a good idea, why would you not do
it? Right. I don't know. I just like to be an eccentric. That's all. I write things down. People make them.
So weird.
Everyone gives me accolades. I'm amazing. How do I do it?
Brad Pitt's character in that movie is classic. All-time classic. I don't know how you did.
Well, no. That one fight scene with, Bruce Lee. That was one of the funniest, best scenes of all time.
As a writer and a person who, he's a film buff.
And he's a kung fu film buff. Like, he does throwbacks to that all the time.
We're talking about Tarantino
now. We are talking about Quentin Tarantino.
And for him to have let his opinion out so loudly about who Bruce Lee is.
People were mad about it.
Yeah.
People we knew were like, that was wrong. That was wrong.
I didn't think it was wrong. It's his opinion on Bruce Lee, but because I'm a Bruce Lee fan. Mm. I like
Those
Bruce Lee movies.
Those movies were fantastic.
But yes, he makes him look like a dancer instead of a fighter.
You gonna keep dancing? We're dancing?
And by the way,
what?
Brad Pitt might be his most handsome role.
I agree. A little on the shaggy side, a little bit of a derelict. It's my kind of guy. I've never been all that into Brad Pitt, but that movie, he is hot in that.
Gleaming gold.
Sure. Olive bright bronze, perfectly round. What was it? I can't remember what it was.
I don't know. But anyway, I hit play on that and started it and was like, gosh, this movie.
You know what? I'll make John watch that with me. I don't think he ever watched it either because I didn't watch it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 asked, and by the way, I don't watch SNL regularly at all, so this really is for Sarah. Hey, Vin, did Sarah see the goth kid skit on SNL?
No.
I thought about Jane the whole time.
I did not wind up watching the whole thing, and
it's your boy, Jack Black, doing his thing.
I'm probably going to watch it today. Sometimes I watch it on Sunday, but usually I watch it on Monday. I'll do that today, and I'll watch the Tarantino movie today. I won't do either of those things, probably.
415, didn't know how to address a letter. What the heck were John and Susie doing while you were at work, Sarah?
Well, they clearly were not teaching my children how to write letters. I was stunned. I was just like, what's this? You know, those thank you notes come with the envelope. I'm going to have to waste another one. I'll have one that I can't use anymore.
415 says, I write my girlfriend at least 2 letters a month, and we live 5 minutes from each other. Been dating for 2 years. LC, the app, age 54, and they are in cursive.
Well, LC, that is a stunningly unusual thing to be doing.
It's shocking, really.
Mm.
And I'm sure she loves it. She must, right?
How nice would it be to get a letter in cursive from your person twice a month?
Shocking.
Shocking.
Song for Bob when Bob wins the game. Ba 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 baran. Ba 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 baran.
I like it.
I don't like it.
I like your version though.
Yeah, can we save that? Can we isolate that and just
don't save that?
Save it. It's absurd. You just use that. Don't go clip that out and make that a thing. Ba 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 baran.
She scuzz bucketed me, and then you're going to play me celebrating her?
That is correct.
Oh,
that's how this show works.
This show doesn't work.
We turn everything we say onto the people who say it.
You call that working?
Yes. Pushing 30 years here, Vin.
925 says, I think I love Bob. Vinny needs a sore loser song.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Bob.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I saw Minecraft opening day with my kids. I loved it. Jack Black is hilarious. The kids in the theater were loosing their minds.
They were
cheering.
Loosing their
they
minds.
They were loosing their minds, cheering and clapping.
Always use loosing, by the way. We're trying to make that a thing.
It was so much fun.
Oh, you looser. That's fun.
Hey, Ben, not sure if anybody noticed, but the critics gave Minecraft an 87. Wait. But the critics gave Minecraft an 87% and critics gave it a 47%. What?
And maybe it's audiences, because isn't there an audience rating and a critics rating?
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
So maybe the audience liked it and the critics didn't. It doesn't really matter. The Minecraft movie, I don't know what their budget was. I assume it was like one of those $200 million movies because it's all CG. But I think it's safe to say it's going to make all its money.
415 says, that Minecraft movie was a steaming piece of crap.
Oh.
Awful. Just awful. Sandy in Foster City.
Sandy, how did your kids like it?
Listening on Odyssey.
Looks like the movie broke even. It was a $150 million budget.
Oh,
well,
wow.
If you get that
well, and
the first
$300
week,
million globally. It's
yeah,
already.
You're rolling in it.
Well, plus Jason Momoa is in it.
What does that mean?
It's hot.
He's hot.
Hot and geeky in this one is what it looks like from the trailer to me. It's got it all. Hot and geeky?
You want hot and geeky?
Yes. I don't know exactly what the ratio hot to geeky is that works for me, but I will say I saw him and he's got his hair parted funny and I'm like, oh, hi, Jason.
I believe 415 is attempting the quote, tanned, perfectly smooth, and gleaming gold.
That's there it is. God, I wish I had that.
Yeah, where'd that go?
I don't know.
Can you play that?
I can't.
Oh, it's too bad.
Let's see what I've got from that guy. That one. I've got that one.
My God, that's an old one.
That is really, really old.
That's from my day.
That one.
Yeah.
That's it, though.
That's a very short trip down memory lane.
Very, very short.
Oh, well. And none of the honeys are there. Like the real doozies are gone. That's too bad.
That
All
is
right.
A bummer.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Viruses, royals, and John Wick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.